And what is going on, guys? Welcome back to brand new No Filter Podcast. Feature myself, JR, maybe sometimes Kieran, and our first ever guest.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for the invite to the podcast.
Yeah, welcome, bud. All right, guys, today we're talking about bird sausage, where it's due, where it come from. We're also talking about the new Fortnite season.
Yeah.
Or aliens real. So, yeah, let's do that.
All right. Okay, so Tyson, first question, man, how you doing? How's life?
Oh, pretty good. The new Fortnite season came out, so, like, I'm pretty stoked about that, you know.
Yeah, and so
pretty good.
Yeah, it's great. You're playing for Europe Don Mills?
No, the Hill Academy.
Oh, nice, oh, wow. Nice. That's out in Vaughan at the Sports Village.
Orangeville or Elder Arena.
Where's that? Orangeville. What's that?
Where's that? Netherlands?
What?
Where's that? The Netherlands.
No comment. I can't talk about that.
All right. So Tyson, first question for you: what was your favorite Fortnite season of all time?
I'll probably say not many people like this one, but Chapter 5, Season 1.
What was that? That was a good season, the Underground season.
Medallions.
Yeah, that was a great season, you know.
Underground, you know, really, really, really.
For me,
underrated.
For me, I like the Primal season. With the makeshift guns.
Absolute idiot? Are you kidding me? That was one of the most dog crap seasons I've ever witnessed in my life. The Fortnite developers should be ashamed of themselves. That was such a joke of a season. I don't even know if you can even release that out of a video game. It was embarrassing. Anyways,
I also like this season. This season is also one of my favorites of all time.
Sorry, AC, what did you say?
Butter sausage. How do we get it? Where does it come from?
What the hell is butter sausage?
Are you insane in the head?
Oh, sorry.
Can we switch the topic, please?
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about buttered sausage.
Okay. I'll see what it is. Buttered sausage.
Tyson, how did you get into Fortnite?
So back then I downloaded a game on my PS4 and I just played it.
Yeah, and then how did you end up getting a PC? Were you just like fell in love with the game?
Nah, I just thought PC was cool.
Oh wow. So you were one of those kids.
Yeah. I think we all are.
Yeah. Given that we're all playing on PC, I think we're all one of those kids. Kieran, you got anything to say, buddy?
God, just kidding, he's not even here.
Kieran.
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 Kieran, you got anything to say, buddy?
I can't hear him.
I don't know.
But, what do you think we'll be doing today, guys? What do you think we'll, gonna talk about the...
Let's do some guesses. Stuff. Let's go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It could literally be anything today. That's why this podcast is so great. So I actually got another topic for us.
What's up?
Tyson
Vanny, what's up, buddy?
Yes, sir.
What things do you do to get better at Fortnite?
What are your mechanic warm-ups? What are your aims?
Yeah, like...
You know, tell the viewers at home, how do you get to where you are?
As an esport athlete.
Yeah, as an esports player.
I'm not that
competitor.
I heard you had earnings.
I'm gonna go back. Cookie Monster said, I have the stats up here. Unreal every single season since it came out. Champions League every single season with Arena.
Okay, come on, guys.
$14,624.32 in earnings.
And also, almost qualifying.
150 top players in the NA.
That is incredible.
Qualified for FNCS Grand Finals.
Oh.
And came 13th place.
Wow.
In a tour tournament as a solo. Yeah, just a couple of accolades you have, buddy. So, Pilgrims at home, how do you do?
Oh, well, I get on the game, you know, hop into my favorite 1v1 map, 1v1 some little kids, beat them, and then I hop in somewhere ranked with my friends, then, you know, just barbecue chicken from there.
I love that answer.
Wow. So Tyson, another question for you. What is your all-time favorite Fortnite moment? Think very, very closely. If you want, you can write it on an analog piece of paper.
You know, I love the analog rule. I wouldn't do it digitally if I were you. I would love to do it analog to show your work. You know, show the dedication to the game.
And speaking about that, Tyson actually maintains all 96 plus grades in all his classes, and
amazing.
Is one of the best Fortnite players in the world.
Wow. So, like, see there, guys. Children at home, you know, you gotta look at this kid now. You gotta take him as a role model, you know. Top esports player in the world.
Top student.
Can he do a push-up? Probably not, but he has 96 in all his classes, kids. That just goes to show hard work and dedication. Let me just put the education.
And here, let me also tell you something.
Imagine last year.
Wait, is he? Can I just budge in for 1 sec?
Valedictorians, and he actually won gold for Canada at the 2025 Math Olympics. Wow.
And AC, can I actually tell you something? He hasn't been outside in 2 months and just done all this.
Okay, so I don't know where you got that information from, but.
Are you sure? Are you sure about that?
I was in my pool, actually, so.
Indoor pool?
I went for a swim. Yeah, I went for a swim.
Indoor pool, right?
Indoor pool, though.
Indoor. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was packed today. I can't believe it. The lineup for the life jackets were just packed.
Nice.
In your home?
No, at Alder Arena. It was.
Yeah, there it is. So you basically live at Alder, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome, Mom.
That's awesome. Great arena. Love all the arena, you know.
It's the home of the Orangeville Blitz.
And the Orangeville Flyers. And the Orangeville Tigers. Don't forget the Orangeville Tigers. Don't sleep with them, gents. Do not sleep with the Orangeville Tigers, but
top high-end team.
You got any of this level up?
Nah, I can't hear him.
Oh, kind of boys.
Yeah, I beat him.
Anyway, so back to it, Tyson. What are your goals in life right now? Like, where do you see yourself as a Fortnite player in 1 year?
I can't say any of that on a camera, though. No.
Okay.
He lives it day by day. That's a great response.
Tyson, what was your favorite food before you stopped going downstairs for dinner?
So, that's not true, but,
Really? You go downstairs for dinner?
Yep, every night.
Really? So it's just you, mom, and grandma?
No. My grandma, my sister, my mom, and my dad.
Oh, thanks.
Let me just make it clear. You actually fully paid off the house.
I heard about that. It's actually on BBC News if you guys want to check that out.
Go on your little Google search and Google BBC News. And, Tyson, just pop up. Go to images.
It's a huge accomplishment, though. Let's get a round of applause. Such a great son, you know.
What a great Samaritan, too. I also saw Tyson lifeguarding with the elderly, yeah.
Wow.
Two 9-year-olds.
No, really.
From Johnny.
Really?
Wow.
That is incredible. That's a leader.
Well, Ricky, guys, it seems like we've hit our time barrier. That is it, guys, for the first episode of No Filter. Tune in on any platform, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, or if you really want it, you can watch us live at Old Arena.
So, all right, here we go. That is it, everybody. Good night.
Thank you so much for
coming. You guys. From screen to the ring to the bend to the king.